All right, so let's begin with chapter 6, which is understanding the earned media. So here in this chapter, we will try to understand the features, like different features and forms of earned media, you know, such as word of mouth advertising, social networks, organic search, and, you know, public relations, etc. Now, what exactly is earned, right? So it's basically a publicity or a promotion, you know, that a brand gets from a various channels in an organic way, right? An advertiser does not pay for it directly. And in some cases they do, but the intention of paying is not to promote the main communication, but it is to earn the trust. Right, basically it's earning the trust, right? That's where it is called as earned media. So PR is one form of an earned media which you pay for, but you do it in order to get or in order to earn that trust or credibility, right? So it's basically a publicity or promotion that, you know, that a brand gets from various channels in an organic way, in a preferably organic way. Now, starting with the first you know, earned media, which is word of mouth. Word of mouth is very impactful. You know, let's just consider one example, right? So for example, I need to buy an AC, right? And I'm actually looking out for various products. There are so many products, so many brands of AC which are available. But when a friend probably tells me that, you know, you should probably consider Carrier ACs because, you know, I had bought it in the past and I'm very happy with it. So when my friend tells this to me, right, that's a very positive and personal story or a personal proof that I have received, right? So that basically, you know, elevates my perception about the brand. Similarly, you know, in the process of buying AC itself, if I, you know, read something positive online about that, you know, that brand of AC, then, you know, I'll obviously have, will start developing positive perceptions about the brand. So that's basically an electronic form of word of mouth that has happened. So word of mouth is very personal, and because of which it is very, very impactful. Now, when we do word of mouth, or when we want to execute a word of mouth initiative, right, finding or locating the appropriate people, you know, is very important. We need to get involved with people, you know, who are good communicators, people who kind of have large networks or acquaintances, so that the word of mouth can spread easily. And in order to do so, like, we would need to provide these people with all the information possible about the brand, you know, so that they can create a review around it, they can persuade other people to buy that product through their recommendations. Yeah, so some examples of word of mouth publicity is that social shout outs. Okay, this basically includes, you know, the @ mentions about your brand in the tag post. So I'm just giving an yesterday's example, actually. You know, I saw one Instagram post from my friend. He had created a very, very beautiful video of while landing from the aeroplane. Now, the video, usually when you shoot through the windows of aeroplane, the windows are, in a lot of cases, are not clean, and you can actually see that the video is shot from those windows. But what he had mentioned is that, you know, I have made this video, and @ Indigo 6E, thank you for having properly cleaned windows. So that's the hashtag which, you know, Indigo has not promoted or not asked him to do, but he has done it, he has appreciated it himself, right? So that's a social shout out that has happened, you know, wherein the brand has not paid, but someone has done that publicity for you, right? Then there's employee advocacy, right? So people who work for a product or a brand can obviously, you know, give recommendation to their friends and families, or even, you know, post on their web social media handles about, you know, the brand and spread a positive perception about it. So employer advocacy is also there, which is an earned media. Then, you know, there's user generated content and hashtag that keeps happening. So, for example, let's say if I buy an iPhone, you know, it's very likely that I'll post a photo on, you know, my Instagram story saying that, you know, I've bought this phone. So that's basically a publicity of a product that is happening, and which is kind of free for us, right? Then there are reviews, which can be either on-site reviews or on social media, or maybe on Google or any other third-party review aggregator. The reviews can also be there. So these are basically an electronic form of, you know, word of mouth. Then there are blog posts or press mentions and earned media. So for example, let's say if your company, you know, let's say for example, PNG, let's take an example of PNG. Now PNG has this program called Shiksha, okay, which basically educates children. Now it's a very noble initiative, right? So PNG, while it's associated with products like, let's say, Head and Shoulders, Pantene, Gillette, and so many such products, right? But here, when such initiatives happen from an advertiser like PNG, right, then you know, certain media owners, like let's say Times of India, probably will try to cover that as a part of their content. Now here, because the company has done something better for the society or something, that's when someone else is mentioning their name for free. So that's again a blog post or a press mention that happens, and which is an earned media, right? Then there are brand ambassadors. Basically, customers are our biggest brand ambassadors. Like I said before, for example, if I buy a certain thing, a certain product from a company, and if I really like it, it's very likely that I will proactively go and post it on social media saying, you know, I liked your product, etc. So that's the brand ambassador. The customers are the biggest brand ambassadors that we get. Loyalists, basically, loyalist customers. Now, when it comes to word of mouth, advantages obviously is that, you know, it's the communication that is initiated by the consumer, right? So the relatability is high, the personal touch is very high. There's minimal cost compared to the mainline media. But disadvantages is that an advertiser doesn't really have a lot of control over what goes into the posts, etc. Right? Measurability is weak, but that's okay, because the campaign successes will not be fair to, you know, evaluate in terms of numbers. It's basically driving the perception for your brand, right? Then the next earned media is social networks, right? Social networks can actually have a power to make or break brands, right? We have seen in the recent past that, you know, the cancel culture that happens, or the boycott trends that happens. We've seen what has happened to movies like the recent Aamir Khan movie that had come because of the boycott culture, you know, the movie actually flopped. So that's when the social media can actually break the brand, or it can, in a positive angle, it can actually make a brand. So, you know, suggestions that on social media that come from your friend or communities, right, they can actually influence the purchase or the positive perception of the brand. So the social media hold a lot of power. So according to Fikke report, almost 446 active monthly active users are there in India, and you know, we spend a lot of time in social media, you know, than any other platforms. So social media is one of the very powerful tools of, you know, earned media. Live streaming on social media is also gaining a lot of traction. However, it's very difficult to control what goes in a live streaming, right? Because it's all live. Then, when it comes to Indian context, you know, the Meta apps have the largest reach out of all the platforms. So Meta apps like, you know, Instagram, Facebook, they are the highest used social media platforms. WhatsApp, we all know, it's a part of our lives now. You know, it's the most loved in instant messaging that we have in India. YouTube is the biggest video platform, which is also social media in a way. Then there are certain newer formats like social audio. So there are apps like this Clubhouse, wherein, you know, the social audio is played around. However, right now their usability in terms of media and advertising, you know, it is still in question. However, it's a very interesting format. You know, we'll just have to figure out how to use that to our advantage. And you know, in India we use both international as well as local social media platforms. So international platforms like Facebook, Instagram, YouTube, Twitter or X, that we now call it, these are there. But apart from that, there's MX Takatuk, there's Moj, there's Josh, ShareChat, which are there, which are also used, and they have quite significant monthly active users too. So when it comes to social networks, the advantages is that obviously there's mass appeal and engagement. There are a lot of monthly active users that we have seen. So there's mass appeal and engagement. Then there's also coordination with other media. So basically, a main campaign that's running on, let's say, paid networks can actually be accentuated with the support of social network. However, certain disadvantages, like, you know, the impact is quite uncertain. We do not know it for sure. And then there are incomplete inputs. So basically, you know, tell the complete story of the brand. Then comes the organic search. Now, it has become very common that whenever we search something, we say that I Googled this and I Googled that. So the brand name has kind of become a verb in a way, right? That I Googled XYZ thing. So that's basically an organic, that's basically a search, right? And when we say organic search, what it means that it's a natural progression, like it happens with our own intention. It's not that someone has prompted us to search for it. It happens very organically, right? But it's important that then we tap onto this, organic search through, a search plan, a paid search plan, which we'll see a little later. So this is just an example of organic search wherein, you know, we just wanted to check the Sensex index for today. Even if you just type BSE index or a Sensex, a graph comes by default, followed by, you know, there are some articles that can also come from, let's say, Money Control or certain other or CNBC, these articles will come and they probably can help us gain certain information. This is just another example of what can come when you search for Sensex. Now, this is what we're talking about. Now, while organic search is happening, it's very important that, you know, we do search engine marketing, right? So whenever someone types into, let's say, taking the same example, Sensex, right, which has happened very organically from a user, we can actually show or an advertiser like Grow or Money Control can actually, pay in order to appear first for that search, right? So that it's very relevant for a user. And then they can visit the website or an app of the advertiser. Then, in terms of search engine marketing, there are two big players, like Google AdWords is there, There's Bing ads, you know, these are all paid activities. But apart from the paid activities that keep happening, right? SEO is very, very important, which is search engine optimization. Now, search engine optimization is an unpaid activity, but what it does is that, you know, when a website has a very, very good SEO or when it has a very good optimized website, then even if we are not paying for that search, our website, right, the link for our website gets opened automatically. It comes on the top of the search automatically. So SEO is very important. However, SEO is a very time consuming process. It has a long horizon. It's not that we will start doing SEO for the advertisement for the website and we will see positive result from day one, but it is for sure that if we do a good SEO, probably in 6 months time we will start seeing good results. Then comes public relations. Now it is very important to mention how, you know, marketers can consider their public relations or PR efforts to, you know, as a part of their earned media. You know, how consumers think about brands and you know, companies maybe, you know, greatly influenced by the efforts of PR. Now PR, just an example for PR is that, you know, now in 2023 we don't even remember that once Maggie had led in it, right? I mean, there was a huge criticism around Maggie having led in it, but now we have all forgotten about it, and that is probably because after that event Maggie you know, has done some fantastic PR initiatives, because of which you know, right now our faith or right now our perception about Maggie is probably back to what it was, right? So that is what public relations can do for a brand. You know, they help in earning the trust or credibility for the brand. Now, according to, you know, Public Relations Consultants Association of India, which is PRCIA, you know, South India and, you know, mid-sized players, they kind of drive the growth for PR industry. It is estimated that, you know, India's PR industry is almost about 2,100 crores. And you know, it kind of accounts for 8.5% of the Asia Pacific and actually merely 1% of the global PR industry. Now PR industry in India, it actually grew by 13% in 2022, so it is on the growth trajectory, and also in line with the global trends. You know, PR is used mostly for, you know, crisis handling. We just saw the example of Maggie, how they've handled crisis. Then the public affairs and advocacy and internal communication. So these are three main things that, you know, a public relation does for a company. Now there are some reasons are there, you know, for which PR is used mainly for, you know, it can actually help attract you know, retain top talent. So for companies, right, the top positions, like let's say CXO positions, the CXOs, like your CEOs, CEOs, COOs, CMOs, you know, they won't join a company that has a bad reputation, right, even if they're paying very high. So a good PR can actually put a good perspective or good credibility for the company, and then, you know, it helps then to attract or to retain the talent. Okay, then it kind of safeguards your brand's impact against uncontrollable situation. You know, unfortunate situations happen, which has happened in case of Cadbury also, you know. But a good PR can again put back your brand to the positive, to the trajectory of a positive perception, right? It is also a good tool for, you know, building networks, and it also helps promote the brand values. Now, certain examples of public relations is that IKEA, when it launched in India, right, it came up with this brand positioning of, come home to IKEA, ghar a jao. Okay, so this was basically an IMC, an integrated marketing campaign that IKEA ran, and the new positioning was basically aimed at creating, you know, a deeper and emotional impact with a rational connection, right, for an Indian consumer. Now, this campaign, they ran it across various channels like TV, print, radio, OOH, and digital. And PR was a very, very dominant part of their campaign. So this is just an example of IKEA. Ghar ajao, come home to IKEA. Lastly, for public relations, advantages are that, it's basically a way of, changing consumer perception and, enhancing the, getting the trust from the audiences. Secondly, enhancing the brand impact through a positive publicity. Disadvantages is that, working in an indirect way, because when we do PR, we don't really talk about brand. We talk about the brand in a very indirect way, right? So we work in an indirect way when it comes to PR. And for PR, capital expenditure is needed. Probably the ROIs cannot be justified, but the impact is happening in terms of earning the trust or the credibility. So that's about it. Thank you so much.